All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with, yes, Fun Bag Fantasy. It's been a long damn time, guys, but yes, I do plan to keep up with this game. It's not as crazy as Koirinu, thank fucking God. We're done with Dark Day, but just wait until you see what we've got planned in June. Oh my God. It's gonna be interesting. It's an experiment, and I'm gonna see how well it works. And if it works good, we'll flip-flop them, and I'm gonna try all kinds of different stuff, and hopefully it'll be fun, because I want to make all kinds of different content for you guys. You know I'm prolific. So let's go ahead and get started. By the way, I actually have internet now, but I'm not streaming this. A lot of stuff I won't stream, for the hell of it. I don't want to really stream that much stuff. I'll stream a few things, but mostly the show, and of course I'll be on that other platform with a handful of games, a really small amount of games, because I'm not... You know, again, there's a lot of competition on there. I'd be competing with real porn stars. I'll talk about that later. But, alright, guys. Yes, they let me on a platform to do games, but there's literal porn stars on there, too. So it's like, these titties versus, like, real titties, and it might be a little bit difficult because you know how some of these guys are. But I want the real thing, Grim! Well, you're not my audience anyway, probably, because my audience, they like the virtual ones. Well, I mean, I'm sure you like them both, but, you know, let me stop my rambling. Let's get to work. You're beautiful, and that she is. Is that another one of your acts? No, I really think you're beautiful. People don't tell me that. Try that one again. People don't tell you that. As I said that, my eyes drifted to her chest, as any man would. They were pretty big. They were the kind of boobs that made me want to tear away their garments and just suck. I was here alone within the enemy's walls, yet I stood captivated by her breasts. Something was really wrong with me. I can't tell if you have any weaknesses or not. I think I have nothing but weaknesses. Gladys laughed at that remark. So now that you've snuck into my castle, what's your plan? Nothing. I already saw what I came to see. Are you going to use this information for your strategy? Well, I was thinking maybe a picnic would be better. Nothing but jokes from you, I see. Do you even understand the danger you're in? I could have you executed right now. Yeah, you're right. You're not afraid to die? All people die eventually. You're very odd. I heard you only just graduated from the Knight Academy. Do you have command experience? Not really. I thought maybe I'd have you teach me. Me teach you? Gladys roared with laughter. You really are a fool or a genius. I can't tell whether this is bravery or stupidity. Gladys continued to look at me, puzzled. What was your objective here? Just to see if you were really the commander. That was your objective, wasn't it? Perhaps I can rule out you being a complete fool. Gladys looked at me intently, her gaze pierced deep within me. Were you really the lowest graduate in your class? Yeah, I was. I don't believe it. I can't see you being worse than Bobon. Oh, you can't say that. You're a carefree one. Do you actually think I'll let you leave here alive? How are you planning on returning to your castle? I was just gonna walk out the gate. Gladys forcibly stopped her laughing. What sort of nerves do you have coming here? I wonder. Don't tell me that you didn't have a plan for how you'd leave after coming here. I didn't. Yeah, now that I think about it, I didn't at all. Ha ha ha. Well, whatever. Remove yourself before I change my mind. I'll send you to hell next time we meet. Alright, see you next time. You ought to pray at 9. I was finally back in Bustenhalter Castle. It was true that I had no plan for my escape. I just thought that I could go find her, and that if I dressed like a peasant, I could get in. Or that I would go find her. You don't understand how small this text is right now, guys. I didn't think of what would happen after all. I wasn't worried about what would happen if I caught her. My carefree attitude was actually starting to bother me. But on the other hand, I probably knew that it'd be better not to worry about that in the first place. Seeing made me realize that it really would be a difficult castle to assault, even if we had double the soldiers, it still might take too much to handle. Or be too much to handle, rather. And to make things worse, we had no munitions. There were some that were being readied, but they wouldn't arrive anytime soon. If we fought now, we would most certainly lose. I thought of our opposing general. The castle itself was incredible, but what stuck out in my mind was her chest. Gladys von Wackenheim. She was a textbook example of a nobleman's daughter. Though she spoke a little rough, like a man, I could still feel the aura of a noble lady from her. She was like a panther. She radiated a wild eroticism, something that elicited a sexual yearning never to be fulfilled. I wanted to act on my lust every time I saw her bare, bursting under boobs. But realistically, if I acted on that lust, it would undoubtedly be my last. She was a master swordsman. She could probably even best moter. What you thinking about? Shamsio looked at me with a smug expression on her face. Probably because she already knew the answer to that question. Good thing I went on recon today. Oh? I figured out a lot about our opponent. You mean her chest, right? Shamsiel snickered. Of course she already knew. They were some big boobs. Yeah. You wanted to touch them, didn't you? Not at all. Liar. I chuckled nervously. You wanted to make her kneel down and titty fuck you, didn't you? I've never thought of such a thing. You're a bad liar, you know. Shamsiel snickered again. She's gonna make any strategy complicated. But if it was night, you'd crush her. But in the daytime, I'd be obliterated. Right, she's definitely the better warlord. The daughter of Wackenheim the hero. You weren't afraid when you entered the castle? Not really. You didn't think you might not make it out? Well, I knew I'd be fine. I didn't have any basis for it, though. You really are a big deal. Shamsiel laughed. If they were gonna kill me, would you have helped? I would have seen you off, you little demon. Shamsiel laughed like she was in a particularly good mood. You know what that means. Commander! Where have you been all this time? In the enemy castle. You didn't go to Wunderbald Castle on reconnaissance, did you? I went to see the enemy general, Gladys. She's pretty interesting. Are you being serious? Yep. How then did you return? They just let me out. What do you mean? Gladys seems like a good person. I have no idea why she's leading the rebellion. What could you have possibly been thinking if something were to happen to you, Commander? I think a duel might be better.
eat cutie.
Excuse me? A duel? Even if we attacked with a massive army, it wouldn't work. We may have a chance with a duel. Well, as long as it's not with a sword.
Tonikaku, Kongo Kateni de Arukuno Oyame Kudasai. Shirekan wa nerawarete irasharu no desu kara.
At any rate, please avoid wandering off alone. There are those who seek your... There are those who seek to take your life, Commander. Alright, fine. I won't. Dinner was already waiting for me when I got to my room. Apparently they didn't find the intruder this morning. Of course they didn't. Because the intruder was the enemy general, Gladys. She was already back in her castle by the time I went there. This was an enemy that fooled Bustenhalter Castle's defenses in broad daylight. If we fought directly, there'd be severe consequences. How could I beat her? You ought to pray at 9 o'clock. I recalled what she said to me as I left. Pray at 9 o'clock, huh? By 9 o'clock, she likely meant the morning prayer bell. She wanted me to pray at the morning prayer. But why would Gladys have mentioned prayer times to me? I paused for a moment. Could it have been a sign? The door flew open and the usual three made their way in. How can I help you? You! Is it true you went to Vanderbalt Castle? Yeah. And you met the heir of Wackenheim? Yeah. You lie! You would never have been able to escape! No, she's really nice. She let me go. Are you trying to fabricate another tale for us? She addresses herself like a man would. A funny way of talking to her, for a girl, rather. General Felsen was quiet. It looked like he was already aware of her masculine diction. General Felsen, he's pulling your leg. It's merely a guess. Is there some meaning behind you ought to pray at the morning prayer? Pray at the morning prayer? That's what Gladys said to me when I left. I'd sure like to see her again. I feel like we could talk more everything. I feel like if we could talk more, everything would be alright. If we could end this rebellion just through talks, you'd be even more useless. And the three generals then left just as they came. Rude old man as usual. Should I eat him? No, come on. They'd be all leathery skin and bones. Probably no semen either. Come on, just forget about eating them. Yeah, you're right. I don't need to eat those gross ones when I have a tasty one right here. Shemshiel squished herself against me. What? Kiss me. Kiss me. You promised you would when I became your servant. No, I didn't. If you don't, I'll torment those old guys. Shamshel's playful threats were likely real. I kissed her lightly. Shamshel responded right away with her tongue and sucked on mine dreamily. You really like kisses, huh? I don't ever kiss humans, you know? I know. No, you don't. That evening, just as Luke Hen fell asleep in his luxurious room following his after-dinner kiss, a suspicious man stood in town. And you'll give me all the details I need? The employer nodded in response to the assassin. Alright. I've received your payment. Look forward to the results. The assassin left without so much as a sound, and the employer grinned in satisfaction. With this, he could give a positive report to his cohorts. He had high hopes for the following night.
Oh,
When I opened my eyes, I saw a smiling Shemsiel peering back at me. Her face was practically shining with affection. Morning. Something good might happen today. What? My boobs have swollen since earlier. I think it's a sign they're gonna grow. Really? Keep your fingers crossed. Shemsiel laughed. Excuse me, Commander. Your breakfast. The guard brought my food to the table. As usual, I had a mountain of white bread. Thanks. Just set it down there. Yes, sir. Oh, go ahead and take one of those loaves. That's too much anyway. Oh, thank you, sir. Please excuse me. The soldier left. You're so nice, Loot. Well, I can't eat this much. That last prefect would have definitely kept it for himself. Perfect Urboin? Excuse me, not perfect. Prefect Urboin? He had his own problems. He really wanted to get back to the capital. Some people don't have the capacity to change. You do, though, so you're fine. I bit into some bread as I slurped my soup. Are you going out today? How'd you know? A demon knows everything. What's 19 to the power of 2? I'm gonna squeeze you dry! Before the prayer bell rang, I snuck out of my room. I lost sight of Shemsiel as I was leaving. It looked like I was on my own today. I slipped out of the castle after checking to see if the coast was clear. Fortunately, it seemed like no one noticed me. The town was bustling. The usual merchant lady was there, but I didn't have time to talk. The prayer bell was going to ring any minute. I looked up at the blue sky above Bolstenhalter as the towering symbol of prosperity entered my sight. If my assumption was correct, she was going to be there. Inside the church, the air was still and chilly. Far removed from the bustling town, a tranquil calm filled the halls. I couldn't sense anyone present. Maybe I was assuming too much. What she said to me was just, I'm surprised you figured it out. As expected, the enemy general Gladys von Wackenheim, appeared before me. Pray at 9. It really was a message to me. 9 o'clock being the time of the morning prayer. And praying could only mean at the church. What she said to me really meant meet me at the church during morning prayer. Now I'm sure you're no fool. Gladys smiled as she spoke. Her tone today with me seemed to be a little more friendly. It didn't occur to you that this might have been a trap? Like the first time you met me? Gladys didn't answer. She just continued smirking. I figured that you were worth meeting again. There's something oddly appealing about you. Yeah, I wanted to see you again, too. You wanted to meet these, right? Gladys laughed. You were ogling them ever since we met. You like big breasts, don't you? Well, of course I do. Yeah. Quite the honest one. Gladys chuckled. If you want me, then you'll have to defeat me. If you break my army, then I'll be yours. Oh, sounds hard. Then you'd best give up now. I only bend to men who can best me. Moterra would get fired up if he heard that. Oh, that posh son of the Platine House. I've heard he does little to hide his flirtatiousness. He always has these two hot girls with him. Like flies to a horse, huh? You've got quite the mouth. I don't care for skirt chasers. It seemed that Gladys wasn't a fan of Moltaire. It was probably the opposite for him, though.
お前の魂胆は読めている。俺と話し合いで問題を解決しようというつもりだろうが、無駄なことだ。話し合いには応じぬ。
I see through your plan already. If you think you can resolve this through counsel, give up. I have no interest in talks. Why do you want to reinstate tariffs?
話す必要はない。
It's pointless to discuss. So the rebellion began when the prefect of Inland was going to be replaced by a graduate of the Knight Academy, right?
抗議だ。反乱ではない。
It's a resistance, not a rebellion. Wouldn't it be over if a member of the Vakenheim family became prefect?
議論をしたいのなら帰るぞ。
I'm leaving if you plan on debating me. I'm not attacking you, I was just wondering.
お前の趣味に付き合う時間はない。
I don't have time to entertain your curiosity. Even if you knew about Prince Boban's treasonous uprising?
あのバカ王子が?
That idiot prince? I nodded. Did you wonder why I, the lowest graduate, would suddenly be commander? You probably looked into it. When I was in Bone, I exposed his plan for rebellion.
なるほどな。そういうことか。
I see. So that's how it was.You don't really want to overthrow the kingdom, right? If you did, you would have marched on the capital long ago. I think General Vakenheim just wanted to stall a revolution he thought was happening too quickly. Gladys didn't answer, nor refute. If we're going to fight, I don't want to just pit our armies against each other. If we did that, Boban's forces might try something from outside the borders amidst the conflict. He's not the kind of person who gives up after the first try.He gets hung up on the thing he wants.
それで俺に降伏しろと?
So what? Are you telling me to surrender? I shook my head. If we're gonna do this, we should have a duel. That won't give Boban any kind of opening.
剣では俺にはかなわぬぞ。
You can't face me with a sword. I'll think of something else.
とぼけたセリフならお前の方が上だ。
If it's a contest of nonsensical speaking, you might win. Gladys grinned as she spoke.
お前とは敵将としてではなく、味方として会いたかったな。
I would have liked to meet you not as an enemy, but an ally. We can meet again, right?
次がお前と会う最後だ。それまでせいぜい寝首をかかれぬことだ。
The next time we meet will be your last. Sleep with your sword close until then. What do you mean?
敵は外側だけではない。
You don't just have enemies on the outside.Wait.
重要なことだろうな。
This better be important. What's your bust size? Gladys betrayed a laugh.
そんなことで呼び止めるとは、本当にお前はバカか天才かわからんやつだ。
Stopping me just to ask that. I really can't tell if you're a fool or a genius. Whichever you'd like.
知りたければ俺に勝て。さもなくば諦めろ。
If you want to know, then defeat me.Otherwise, forget it. Gladys left the church. I sighed.
誰と密談してたの?
And who were you talking with? What? I screamed as Shemsiel suddenly appeared beside me.
またあの女将軍と会ってたんでしょ?
You were meeting with that female general, weren't you? You saw, I'm sure, but how can you even come in here?
前に言ったじゃん。教会に悪魔は無理なんて人間が勝手に作り上げた神話だって。
I told you before, the belief that demons can't enter churches is just a lie humans made up. Oh yeah, you did.
魔族だって神殿はあるの。悪魔が教会に入れないわけないじゃないの。幽霊じゃあるまいし。
Demons have temples too. It's not like we can't come into holy places. I'm not a ghost or anything. I guess.
でも、ちょっと聞くみたい。
But I guess I do feel weird.Shamsiel looked a bit bothered.
なんか、胸が思いっきり張っちゃう。
My boobs are still swollen, even more now. You alright?
リュート、ちょっと胸を押してみて。
Loot, poke them for me. Here?
そう。
Yeah. We're before God.
神なんかいないよ。あるのはいるって思い込みだけ。
God doesn't exist. The only thing that exists are people's belief in a God. Food for thought. That's some serious blasphemy there.
悪魔が神を冒涜して何が悪いのよ?
What's wrong with a demon blaspheming, Well, yeah, but...
もう早く。
Hurry. Just a bit, all right?
ほんと、胸がはち切れそう。はち切れちゃう。
Okay, they feel like they're gonna rupture. Oh, gonna burst. All right. I reached out with both hands and squeezed firmly. Slam. Just as she screamed, Shamsiel arched her back and fell to the floor. Hey, Shamsiel. Could this have been the power of God? Divine punishment? That's ridiculous. If she was going to be smitten, it would have happened sooner. Was she dead? I suddenly feared for the worst, just as I was starting to get worried. Yeah, what a doozy. Shamsiel popped up with a huge smile on her face. I knew it smelled sexy in here. It made me come right away. You alright? Yeah, I'm fine. Notice anything? What? Here. Shamsiel wiggled her chest for me. A noticeably bigger bust swayed before me. Her boobs said, expanded. What size? I held my breath. They were a lot bigger than before. What massive, bulging tits. They were like Roxanne's. They might have even been bigger. They got bigger! Shamsiel sounded pleased with herself. I was still in shock. I remember saying they might get bigger, but for them to grow instantly like that. Want a touch? Huh? Don't you want to investigate for yourself how much bigger they got? Shamsiel shook her newly enlarged tits as she approached me. You can touch them a lot. They're definitely bulging with milk. You're lactating. If you squeeze them a lot, I might. Shamsiel shook her bust even more. Okay, I'll let you milk my boobs. Milk me hard, like Roxanne. In the church. She turned her back towards me, inviting me to touch. Her back was bare and defenseless. Well, you know how these roll. We don't have enough time for, unfortunately, this scene. But I'm gonna try to squeeze more of this game in. Remember, most of it is H scenes, and very long H scenes, as we've noticed. So I will say one thing I will be doing to make the Fun Bag Fantasy games bearable is going through the H scenes a little faster. I'm not going to just kill them, but I'm going to go through them a little faster than normal, which I'm not going to go through every part and scream and all that. I'll let you hear the stuff, but, you know, we're definitely going to have a time limit to where we can kind of take these down a notch so we're not just watching an H scene the whole time. Because, like, unlike AVNs, Aerogay H scenes can go on for a really stupid long time. So, alright, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more Fun Bag Fantasy in June. I'll have a lot more of it spursed around. We'll try to get through the Gladys arc, the Vakenheim arc, whatever you want to call it, and into parts of the game that I haven't even seen yet. But at any rate, I'll see you guys next time. This is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here.